Okay, so namaste. Welcome to this guided contemplation session for the Core Teachings program. And we're going to do an example of contemplation here today, just to perhaps show ourselves that it's easier than we think it is, that really it's just asking a question and seeing what happens with that question. And as we see more and more of these throughout the Core Teachings program, examples of it, hopefully it's becoming clearer inside that it's quite a simple process. Our mind tends to complicate it. So just watch and follow along, and you can apply a very similar technique as we go. You can go with us with the question if you'd like to. So I'm here today with Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We were talking before we got started recording about, do you want to just lead us into it? You were saying, rather than me trying to remember it all, but you were saying something about feeling this kind of frustration and tension, anxiety because of wanting what you want, but the feeling that it's not coming fast enough. And
yeah. So basically that was a great summary. That's kind of how, where I hit frustration is that a place of knowing what I want and really have a deep faith that things will be, you know, the best outcome, but kind of that middle spot where it's not really there yet. And I'm feeling frustrated, which then kind of lowers my focus, my vibration, so to speak, and then I kind of dial into these other beliefs and stuff. So,
and I don't know if this is your experience as well, but for me there was this deepening of knowing, as you, I think you were just speaking about, that it's going to come anyway at some point, whatever I want. But there was also this energy that was spinning its wheels, trying to do something to make sure it show, you know, it actually shows up, this thing that I want, that I still, this sense of having to do something, you know. And that was kind of where contemplation really helped me to just slow down that kind of do, you know. And that leaves a lot of tension in the body anyway, doesn't it, when you kind of, you're in the angst of trying to make sure it happens.
Yes. And then that kind of I guess the not giving enough space to allow things to happen. But part of the frustration is knowing that I can't really find enough stuff to do to make it okay.
Yeah.
Either, right? So it's like,
it's you an get impossible task, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So and we often then turn that doingness into our spiritual pathway. If I do enough meditation, if I do enough contemplation, then I'll be more awakened and this thing will show up, or something like that, isn't it, going on inside?
Yeah.
Which has the opposite effect, as you said, it just disturbs us completely.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's looking for something that's not there.
Yeah. You can't do anything to make something show up, really, can you? Because it's going to happen anyway, as the way the manifestation is going. So I'm just looking at what can we do to just relax more into that, which I found contemplation very helpful with that. So, and we decided on a question that you wanted to use. Do you want to share that with us?
Yeah, I believe it's like, is it true that I have to know everything to feel safe?
Wonderful. So that's a really good question, and speaks right to the heart of the matter for me, because, you know, if I have to know everything, keep it all together, you know, it's I'm juggling all these balls at once, and I'm gonna feel very tired and frustrated, because you just can't get that done ever, can't get to the end of it.
Right.
So we'll just sit with this question together, just every now and again reminding ourselves of the question. And as you may have seen before, may not, just going to ask you to share with us any and all answers that come to this question. So that can be, obviously we'll have lots of thought answers, you know, mind will say yes, it's very true, you know, or whatever it does, and it might even say no, it's not true, mind. There might be some emotional answers that happen, there can be some physical sensations as answers. So you might be more aware of tension in the body somewhere, or you know, even an itch on your knee is a kind of answer because it's happening as we've asked the question. If there's a sound in your environment or outside, we're also going to say that that's an answer. Anything at all that happens is an answer. And there's no right or wrong answer here. There's no goal in this. We're not looking to get to the perfect answer. We're just going to see all the answers are going to be coming up, and they're all equally valid for the sake of contemplation. So in your own time, just, you know, just asking this question, is it true I have to know everything to feel safe? Is that right?
Yep.
And it doesn't matter if there's a long period of silence in between things happening. It's absolutely okay. So just whenever you get any answer at all, and it could be mind confused, I don't know what I'm doing here, or anything like that, just to share it with.
Okay. It's a constant state of being.
Yeah, it was for me, definitely.
I keep kind of hearing in my head, darn rights you do, like that.
Yeah. So my mind will have that opinion. It's okay. Some parts of our being will really feel, yes, it is true. I have to, you know, do all this to get what I want. Mm-hmm. And we don't need to say that's the wrong answer. And even if you've suddenly had a big epiphany, no, I don't need to do that. That still wouldn't be the right answer. It's just answers. And we're staying neutral with them. We don't need to, there's no right or wrong answer, you know. And if probably the first layer of answers will be mind's usual thoughts about this, you know, where what it usually talks about here, this situation. Just sitting here curiously, you know, is this really true, actually? Do I have to know all this to be safe?
So it's interesting that the word safe just really kind of bolts itself in my brain. So then I just kind of go down a path of all the different ways you can feel safe without knowing everything.
Yeah. So kind of thought answers, aren't they? Just different thoughts and ideas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all just allowed to be. Just, we don't have to push anything away. You know, there's no problem with mind thinking. It's just doing its thing. So whatever answer comes, we're just allowing it best we can. And staying with the question, every now and again, just reminding ourselves of the question. That's really the hardest work we're doing, is just that. We're not setting any goals here or trying to achieve anything.
A lot of mind answers in terms of that know everything. And so it's like, how could you possibly know everything? Like, yeah, then you're never going to feel safe because you couldn't possibly know everything.
And it'll do that. It'll have its whole filing cabinet full, and one drawer is of this filing cabinet of mind is everything I know about this subject, you know. So it will be, mm-hmm, have this one and this one and this one and this one, and it's okay. You can just let them come.
I feel a physical tightness in my like stomach area. Constriction.
And some of these answers, these might not feel as pleasant, mm-hmm, as other ones, but we don't need to say that they're bad or wrong. Just a lower frequency. You can feel there's some kind of tension in the body somewhere there.
I'm resisting my temptation to try and jump out of this lower frequency, like to skip it, like to just get to that.
Yeah. Just bringing attention back to the question. You don't, mm-hmm, have to like that feeling. Just let it be best you can, and, you know, bring attention back to the question, and kind of just helps us to stop resisting. And if there's resistance, if you resist it too, that's just another energetic kind of answer, isn't it, in a way? That's okay. Mm-hmm. None of us like to feel that way, you know, so we would try to do something about it.
Which takes me to the frustration point again. Yeah. This, it rings true with where the original question comes from, is that frustration of knowing that at the end of this process, I will feel better or release some suffering that I have, but I'm not there yet. So now I'm frustrated that I'm in the process. So
we can just look at that as a kind of a more emotional answer, excuse me, frustration. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Don't need to do anything about any of these answers. We're just noticing them and staying with the question. Do I have to know everything to be safe?
Interesting little shift there in the same thought, but like in terms of that, the impossibility of knowing everything to feel safe, and it a little interesting shift from before feeling like the anxiety with that statement, and now the shift of like a relief that
I can't possibly do that.
It's an impossible task that I'm putting before me. Feels better.
This is the beauty of a question. We're not really doing any work, but in just asking the question, naturally we're less able to believe those thoughts. And you can kind of feel that. The longer I sit with a question, something, my believability of this is decreasing. I'm not really doing anything. I'm just challenging this assumption is enough, isn't it, with a gentle question.
Mm-hmm.
And a thought that used to make us feel really terrible can actually begin to be a very different experience like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eventually that thought might even bring joy. I can't do that, you know. Not yet maybe, but you can see that would, you know, eventually. Nobody can do that. Nobody can. I've given myself this impossible task. And then blame myself when I can't do it, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of exposed that, like within this process.
Yeah,
so far.
So just, you know, so mind may give you its usual thoughts. You may have epiphanies, realizations like that. Still kind of thoughts, but they feel nicer. And it's all good. And just coming back gently to the question, sitting with the question. Seeing what happens. Can you get a sense that we're not doing anything here, we're not making anything happen, we're just open?
That's helpful because I'm trying to do.
And that's just a kind of answer too, isn't it, in a way? There's something trying to do contemplation here. I'm gonna get it done. Yeah.
Yeah.
it's a kind of answer. It's in a way, isn't it? And it can be allowed best we can, just allowed. I always used to imagine a little imp on a, you know, cycling or some, or a hamster on a wheel, just kind of, I'm going to get this done, you know. Anyway.
So then what do I do if I'm just being opened?
We're just open and we just watch the hamster on the wheel, you know. Hamster's doing its thing. That's what it does. Just centering around the question. If we need just something to keep our attention, we can just come back to the question a little bit. Is this really true? I need to know everything to be safe. You might even notice that question feels different now when you ask it.
Yeah, it feels really I wouldn't say juvenile, not in a judgmental kind of way, but I don't know.
It's kind of, you know, as we begin to stay with a question like this, we may not have an aha moment, a realization, but we might begin to live the experience of it not being true, because mm-hmm. the question just feels less relevant or less serious or something, or mm-hmm. you know, you might even find that you just at some point you just I don't really want to ask that anymore because it just doesn't feel important, you know, something will shift inside. And you're not there right now, but you can feel that something is shifting as we just sit here with this question.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have been experiencing that idea over and over again, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing really well, really well. Just staying with the question.
Restoration is now more like an impatience.
Yeah.
But with some, you know, that vein of eagerness within it.
Mm-hmm. It's a fine line between impatience and kind of excitement, isn't it? A very fine line. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, you can just feel it's a subtle energy thing going on there, a shift, and it's okay. Question is just giving us that openness to kind of let go of some of these lower frequencies, transmute them into nicer feeling ones. Not that they're wrong, it's just it's nicer to feel nice, isn't it?
Kind of like that being here now kind of thing. And
it's when we're just being here now, we're not trying to do anything, are we? Less and less mm-hmm. pushing against this moment and all of that.
Yeah, that's where the biggest shift is.
Right now, we're just here. We're not pushing against anything with this question, are we? Can you feel there's a kind of openness that comes almost like a surrender or something? I'm just going to sit here and metaphorically and also physically right now, but just going to sit inside this question, see what happens in my life.
Mm.
How does your body feel when you're asking the question now?
Yeah, I was before I even said that sit, I was like feeling like I'm just like sitting back, like into like feeling, you know, you're in a built, not that my chair is comfy, but more like you're kind of like taking a weight off,
yeah.
A load off. So the body feels like it's definitely relaxed and, you know, more like your limbs are a little more loose, heavy, relaxed.
Yeah. Because the idea that you've got to, you know all this is being held onto by all of us, and it's just, it gives this tension in the body, then the body has to live the effects of that. So the moment we start asking, well, is that actually true?
Mm-hmm.
The body can go, you know, a little bit like, oh, thank goodness, you know, it's,
yeah.
You just might start feeling just a little more relaxed, and then as you stay with the question, a lot more relaxed than.
Yeah, the need to be alert isn't quite like the searching is not really there.
Yeah. And it's important to recognize that that is the actual lived experiential answer, isn't it? I'm not making any effort to know anything right now. I didn't arrive at that point by doing some work, just by asking this question.
Yeah.
So it can sneak up on us that we're living the understanding that it's not true, actually, because mm-hmm. here I am just chilling out, feeling peaceful, just being with what is,
mm-hmm.
also feeling safer by the minute as I just relax more.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like that. I don't know if I'm back into my thought or I'm feeling that, but the just a sense of the question started out with, I have to know everything, and the doubt that I did. And now it's a sense of like, I know what I need to know.
Yeah. I'm fine just as I am right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this frustration may come back, the tension and all of that, but next time it comes back, you won't be able to buy it so much. And, you know, you'll just step into a question sooner. And just going, I don't want to really do that, you know. It's too much work to kind of get all stressed out, too much effort. Not that it's wrong or anything, it's just, it doesn't really work that way, does it? It's much nicer to just sit with a question. Because when I'm feeling good enough that I don't care what's showing up for me or not, stuff shows up, you know, that we wanted anyway. So not resisting anything.
It almost feels like the image was like it's the halftime show. Like, I don't know if they have it in England, but in, before the, you know, you know, the transition point and, and they, all these worries or beliefs that I'm creating are the halftime show, knowing full well that, that you know, it's going to appear, it's going to be there.
Yeah. And it's just, for me, the question was a way to just step out of that. Because you never fix it. You can never get to the end of it, like we were saying. It's just, and we haven't done anything. We just sat with this question here and saw what answers come up. Just that very simple thing that is enough to just allow us to be in this moment without pushing or resisting or grabbing or whatever that energy does, you know, that kind of doingness.
Yeah, the desire to be entertained by it isn't really there.
Yeah.
The comfort of, I guess, choose this comfort of just kind of being here with this is more appealing.
It's a better payoff, isn't it, than than being someone stressed out over something. It's yeah, this is nicer, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's just sit with it for a few more minutes and see what happens. Is this really true? I have to know everything to feel safe. You might find that the answers kind of slow down. They're not really the thought answers, especially, might have just slowed right down.
Mm-hmm. I can't even search for them.
It's okay. Absolutely okay. And as and when they come back, when mind starts to do its thing again, you just won't be able to really fully listen to the thoughts so much in this area. Each time you ask this question, they're less and less sticky then, you know, feel something, you're different. Every time you ask a question, you come out of it differently somehow, a different energy. And more just the choice, you know, it seems more like a choice to just not play with that frustration and I've got to do, you know.
Yeah, it's an interesting physical feeling of like almost, I don't know if you've ever like cried happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like that sense of the release, I can feel emotional happiness.
Yeah.
Not that I'm showing it, but feeling it.
Oh, you're smiling.
Yeah.
Also known as joy, you know, sort of joy starting to creep in there a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sneaking in the side door. It's all
good.
That's the natural state of a human being, just this quietness and peaceful contentment and joy from just not pushing against this moment, which I found contemplation a very effective way to stop doing that. Because we know if we stop doing that, we feel happy, but how do you stop when it's, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just this idea that's being believed that you have to know everything that keeps this frantic searching going on, frantic effort. You might even recognize at one point you already know everything because it's all you, it's all the self anyway. Like you could never really achieve knowing all of manifestation anyway, like we said. And that's not a panicky, you know, now it's more of a calm. I could never get that done. It's okay. It's like if I asked you to count the grains of sand on the beach, you know, you just couldn't do it, could you? You'd be.
But I try.
Yeah, well, we all try, don't we? Every time a wave comes in, oh, let me start again. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're laughing now, but you know, it's where we all are, isn't it? Until we're not.
Yeah. Definitely.
How are you feeling now? Just chilled out.
Yeah. Very expansive, I guess.
And just let your body enjoy it as well. You know, let your body just enjoy feeling relaxed. It'll get used to, more used to. It's just been taught it has to be like this, you know, and then it, oh, you know, realizes it can relax. And then it gets a lived experience of safety. I'm safe, you know, that feeling.
Yeah, definitely powerful. It's actually another sensation. Confident, I don't know.
And maybe you can see that contemplation is something that you could do at any time. You know, we could walk around our life just gently remembering this question inside. Just what it'll stop you from getting too contracted again.
Right.
Yeah. Just from 20 minutes or whatever we've done here, there's a marked difference in how you are. We could do this. It's a good idea to do this after, you know, every day, if you can, 10, 15 minutes, you'll find you'll get to a point where you want to do it more. Then you take your question out with you into the world, you know. It's,
mm-hmm.
It feels so nice.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So is there, before we wrap this up, is there anything that you would like to share with anyone that's going to watch this about your experience of contemplation or anything you want to say that you think would help someone struggling with this same kind of pattern or with contemplation?
I think what's really striking is, so I've been working with your teachings for goodness, about a year and a half coming close to.
Wow.
And very, very invested in it, in finding great relief from it and having done contemplation, but getting stuck on it and understanding it. But this process was so helpful, Alex, with you, because I was always just getting stuck in the questions and looking to solve something with contemplation, not just kind of that sitting into it and then seeing what kind of ripples from it, you know, and the shifting that happened. And I know that's kind of maybe getting lost in the results again, but
no, we're not doing it for the results, so to speak, but it's okay to enjoy those, isn't it? You know, it's, it's natural that when you ask a question, your body's going to relax more and it feels nicer. So,
yeah.
I mean, if it felt terrible when we did it, we wouldn't do it, right? We're after the joy, you know.
True enough. Yeah, true enough. But is that, well, I guess the comment for me, the learning is, and if I can even speak to myself at different points and bringing this forward, is staying with it and not just kind of going, oh, okay, I've got that answer. I've got that insight. I'm good to go. I've got dropped down my stress and my vibes a little higher, but that there's another whole other experience within that, this experience that I wasn't touching on.
Just it helps us slow down, doesn't it? There's a whole dimension underneath what you said there. I'm going to do this contemplation thing. You know, this is where I started from. As I know we were laughing about it earlier, but okay, the contemplation check, done that. I've got that, you know, I've got it in my tool bag now when I need it. But it just became so nice to just sit with a question, or even if I was out and about, just taking my question and just lived with the question more and more because it felt so nice. Mm-hmm. My experience began to change to reflect that as well. Then, first, just our body, the way our body feels. And our thoughts begin to differ, you know, different thoughts that we haven't had before and insights. Yeah. And then our experience begins to change. And it's like, this is really more of a way of being that's became clearer to me. Mm-hmm. Which is back to what we were saying before we were recording. I think that there's that fine line between meditation and self-inquiry and contemplation. And you end up right back in the same place as meditation.
Yeah. I haven't done that contemplation before, so yeah, it's great. It's
wonderful. Well, I'm sure you'll love to explore it now. It'll be a whole different experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
It's just this conditioning we have that I get this epiphany or insight and then I'm done. There's a right answer and then I'll stop with the question or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's
the answers just get nicer and nicer and nicer the longer you sit with a question. They feel better and more experiential rather than up here so much.
Yeah, definitely. That's the big experience today with this. Yeah.
Good, wonderful. We did amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your time and this experience with everyone. I'm sure it will really help. The more people see again and again and again that it's much simpler than we think it is.
Yeah.
You know, the easier it is to break through. So thank you very much for your time.
Yes, thank you, Helen. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Lovely.